to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Everybody's got their favorite programs, I get that. But we're going to stop spending. We're going to do it two ways. One is, I will travel across this country to help pass the balanced budget amendment to the United States Constitution. That is an absolute must. And until we get that done, I'm not going to be bashful about taking a veto pen out of my pocket and vetoing spending. And that's, you know, sorry if that makes anybody mad. I'm not going to Washington, D.C. To be most popular. I'm going to Washington, D.C. to try to save this country from this monumental debt that is going to kill our kids' future.
Texas Governor Rick Perry out on the campaign trail in Iowa is how we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome in. Doug Steffen here with our daily overview of the hot hits in talk radio. And here's Carl Cameron, who caught up with Rick Perry and asked him what people ought to know about him as a candidate.
What do you want caucus voters to know about you as a candidate for president?
Yeah, well, the issue in this campaign is going to be about jobs, and we're working, getting America working again. I mean, that's the story, getting America working again. And this president and his regulations in particular, today we're calling for a moratorium on all new federal regulations. My message is, Mr. President, set the people free. Set the people free to get back to work. Set the people free from these regulations. And that's the story, is getting America working again. I mean, that's the way we're going to deal with the debt. That's the way we're going to deal with being able to have a strong military. If you don't have the resources coming in where the private sector job creators are creating wealth, then your economy is going to go in the toilet, which is exactly what has happened in America over the last 3 years with this monstrous debt.
All of the candidates talk about fixing the jobs problem, righting the economy, ousting President Obama from the campaign. One of your rivals, Mitt Romney, says that's in his wheelhouse. So what do you want folks in Iowa to understand about the differences between the two of you, Mitt Romney and your parents?
Right. Well, I just say look at the record. Look at the record of Massachusetts while he was the governor there, and look at the record of Texas while I've been the governor there. We created more jobs than any other state in the nation. From June of 2009 until present, 40% of all the jobs in America. Nobody in this race can say that. We've done it. I mean, it's easy to get up and talk accolades and I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. But we've done it in the state of Texas. We kept our taxes low. We have a regulatory climate that is fair and predictable. A legal system that doesn't allow for overselling. We passed the most sweeping tort reform. Matter of fact, we passed loser pays in Texas this last session. Texas is a haven for people who want to work, and I want to do that for America.
The hometown paper of your rival, Romney, in Boston, says that you're his worst nightmare, and they're talking jobs. Why do you suppose they feel that way?
Well, you know, I hope I'm President Obama's worst nightmare. I mean, he's the real problem here. It's his policies. It's his EPA administrator. It's his people that he's put in place that's strangling America with their regulations, with their debt. And Americans have had enough. I mean, you see a popularity or a favorable rating below 40% now, and it's because he's hurting American families. The best way you can take care of your family is have a job. And my goal is going to be all about looking at everything, whether it's taxes, regulation, whatever, is a hurdle for an American to have a job. We're going to go try to knock it down.
Some folks are already saying, is the country ready for another Texan? And there's the reference, obviously, to the last president of Texas in the White House. How do you differentiate yourself from your predecessor as the Golden Star State's governor?
Well, you know, they're not all carbon copies in Texas. And you know, I tell people, I say, one of the quick ways to tell the difference is, you know, he's a Yale graduate, I'm a Texas A&M graduate. But the fact is, it doesn't matter where you're from. The next president of the United States, which state they're from, doesn't matter. What matters is what's in their heart and what's in their mind. And what's in my mind and what's in my heart is we're going to get America working again.
Now, when you talk about what's in your heart, you had recently at the National Day of Prayer for the Country, and it got criticized a little bit. Were you surprised by the way a lot of folks kind of tried to knock that down and said it was a bad thing?
No, I think the liberals, you know, they hate any time that faith shows up anywhere. And this wasn't about me. It was just a group of people that we asked to get together and pray for this nation. I think that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, ended up, wasn't just me and a few people. Over 30,000 folks showed up and just prayed for America. And I hope people all over this country will pray for America, because Lord knows we need it.
Up next, more opinions and reaction to Rick Perry, who's joining the presidential race next here on the Talk Radio Review.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom, the X key is missing." "That's not an important letter, I guess."
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love?
Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Ray, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
A chip is 1,000 microcracks waiting to spread. One big bump and crack. We'll have to replace the whole windshield. But not if we repair the chip first with SafeLight's exclusive resin. It bonds stronger and lasts longer than other resins. And we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings. Savings.
Much better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
On the countdown, we're focused on Texas Governor Rick Perry, who seems to have a pretty good string of running off at the mouth issues already. Chris Matthews talked to Congressman Lori Doggett of Texas, who says that Rick Perry's record isn't really all he wants you to think it is.
You know, we all want to know what you know, Congressman. How good a pal is this guy?
Chris, he is a fellow who is a little big for his boots. He's got a pretty inflated view of himself. I think he'll be more inflated after hearing your show this afternoon. He is a very strong politician. I've known him since 1984 when he first ran. But his claim that he can perform miracles here in the economy in Texas is something that doesn't hold up to careful scrutiny.
So what have I said that's too nice about him? Correct me.
Oh, you haven't said anything too nice about him. His substantive views, his ability to leapfrog Michelle Bachmann or anyone else to the right, he'll move as far right, he'll be as disagreeable as possible to win those Republican primary voters. I'm hoping we have a strategy for the fall because I don't think those extreme views will appeal to suburban voters, even to some Republicans.
How tough do you think he can be against Obama? Now, he landed a real haymaker this week, and it's about the military, where he made it basically sound like there was something wrong essentially and personally with the president. We should take a look at this. This is a cut from this weekend. It's a comment this weekend that raised some eyebrows.
One of the reasons, one of the powerful reasons that I'm running for the presidency of the United States is to make sure that every young man and woman who puts on the uniform of this country respects highly the President of the United States.
Now, what's that about?
Well, Chris, it's about the fact that Republicans, especially primary voters, have never accepted President Obama. We probably have never had a president who's had less respect than this president. After all, he is the president who did away with Osama bin Laden. He didn't just talk about it, he acted. Rick Perry's just promoting the disrespect for our president. I don't agree with the president myself on every single issue, but the suggestion that he is not serving as a very effective commander-in-chief with the respect of all the people in our armed services is outrageous.
But it really strikes me as cutting very close to the awful tribalism, birtherism, if you will, that there's something ethnically wrong. You don't know it's exactly what he's saying, but darn it, that's what it comes across as. A guy who says he's somehow illegitimate.
It is very much the birther movement, just a new phase, not accepting a president who has worked from day one to try to bring people together. But every time he reaches out across the aisle with people that were elected to be disagreeable, he just gets kicked. That's why a number of us have been saying, Mr. President, keep reaching out, but stand firm for these principles that are so important, like Medicare and Social Security, that Rick Perry has suggested are just a crumbling example of the new deal and would reject.
Here, Dave Ross and Luke Burbank talk on their program to Matea Gold from the LA Times about information she's uncovered about some of Rick Perry's biggest contributors.
Matea, I see your article here where you seem to draw a link between the people who donated to Rick Perry's various campaigns for governor of Texas and the companies getting contracts from the state. So tell us about some of these links.
Sure. I mean, one of the things that's so remarkable about Texas is they have no limits on contributions. So donors to Governor Perry can give, you know, as much as they want. We've seen folks give as much as $250,000. And because of that, he was able to raise an astounding amount of money so far in his 11 years in office, a total of $102 million. $37 million of that came from just 150 individuals and couples. And we found that about half of those folks got lucrative appointments, hefty state contracts, or tax breaks from the state.
Well, that would be illegal if it was tit for tat, right? Even in Texas.
Well, yeah, we obviously are not alleging there's any kind of quid pro quo here. But the reality is that if you are a well-connected business donor to Governor Perry, you've seen your fortunes flourish in Texas under his watch. And the point some folks in Texas made to us is in a lot of ways, this is because Governor Perry has really transformed the state regulatory agencies to be incredibly pro-business and created a really pro-business atmosphere in the state that has benefited the corporate leaders who happen to be his donors.
Plus, I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not just the donors who are benefiting. It's anybody who's in business, right?
Well, sure, although we found very specific instances in which the companies of donors have received very lucrative deals from the state. And the example we wrote about extensively today is involving Harold Simmons, who's the number two donor to Governor Perry. He's given him $1.2 million in the last decade, and he got permission to build a very controversial low-level radioactive waste disposal facility in West Texas.
I mean, is there an argument to be made from Rick Perry that, you know, Texas is one of the few places where business has seemed to flourish in the last few years, and that this is just part of doing business and that they're creating jobs? I mean, might that be his defense of this kind of stuff?
Sure. I mean, that definitely is their defense. I mean, that is actually part of the key part of his platform that he's running on, that Texas has had a different story about the economy than much of the country. I think there's a lot of scrutiny of that record right now and questions about whether that is unique to some key factors in Texas, such as the oil industry and the fact that Texas has lured in a lot of companies from other states. But I do think one of the things that our investigation shows is that there are not a lot of procedures and processes in place in the state government to guard at least against the perception of conflicts of interest. And I think that's something that's probably going to be an issue that Governor Perry is going to have to confront.
Coming up, fallout from this weekend's straw poll in Iowa. More people seem to question its value. After all, it pretty much is based on food on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, talking about the Talk Radio, Talk Television world. Yes, the story from our affiliate in Boone, Iowa, was that really this contest, if that's what it is based on how many people get in and what they are eating. Here's host Dave Gentry talking to John Foreman from the News Gazette in Illinois about the Iowa straw poll.
Just seems like an awful lot of trouble for nothing. 4,000 or 5,000 people can put you out of the race.
It is amazing, isn't it? 4,000 or 5,000 people in Iowa. I mean, who would have thought? And where did the Iowa straw poll come from?
I don't know.
Where was that 10 years ago?
I don't know. You know, I thought the Iowa caucus was strange enough, but the straw poll.
I thought the Iowa caucus was way too early and far too few people to be making any kind of meaningful difference in a presidential race. But, you know, to some extent we invent these things. Well, I think the Republicans in Iowa invented this one as essentially a fundraiser.
That's what it sounds like.
But you know, the public and the media invent these things, too, because, you know, we can't wait to start the horse race, right?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we've got to talk about, you know, by the time the election rolls around, we're going to have a hard time remembering the names of the candidates in the Iowa straw poll.
That's for sure.
Tim Pawlenty is going to, you know, that one will be long gone, but two or three of the front runners will have a hard time remembering who they are, including maybe Michelle Bachmann. I mean, who knows? This is just far too early, it seems to me, like for meaningful decisions to get made, but that's the way they get made now.
Well, meanwhile, the president...
And by the way, the president is not campaigning in Iowa. That's...
That was my next question.
He's there to deal with the meaningful foreign policy issues that are surfacing in Iowa.
Yeah. Starting in Minnesota, going through Iowa, and into Illinois. And I don't know if you'd heard this one. The Secret Service purchased new $1.1 million buses for the president to use on his 3-day bus tour.
You'd probably like be on that bus for like 4 hours, don't you imagine?
They said the agency has not previously had buses in the fleet and was overdue to get some.
Yes, they were.
They've had to protect politicians traveling by bus for decades. Well, I thought most campaigns leased out the buses.
Most campaigns do, but this is not a campaign.
Yeah,
hey,
that's right.
This is important presidential business to get over there and say what a bunch of smucks these guys running in Iowa were.
Talk host Bill McEwen here with political analyst Don Jackson. They talk about the trivial way the news media covered last week's debate and straw poll.
I watched the Republican debate from Iowa with great interest. And you had Chris Wallace there of Fox News. He's known for asking sharp questions. He asked a sharp question of Newt Gingrich about his campaign operation. Gingrich, of course, wants to change the subject. But just because he changed the subject didn't mean that he wasn't right. And basically what he said was, you know, the media is too interested in gotcha questions and presidential campaigns. They cover the what we call the horse race too much, the daily doings of these operations. He said they don't, the media doesn't write enough or talk enough about the big ideas or the ideas that candidates propose, and, you know, that they just cover presidential elections the wrong way. And I had to agree with Newt.
Yeah, I think you do. And the problem, though, of course, let me say something sympathetic about the press. They have to come up with something fresh every day. And I can remember being on a presidential campaign where a guy by the name of Dick Thomas from the L.A. Times, all he would say was that the candidate was saying the same thing every day. I said, Dick, that's not the important thing. Look at the audience and how they're reacting to it. The question is he saying something that reverberates with them? I think I would agree with you. I think the media should press on these central issues of getting the economy moving, which to me means creating jobs, and then dropping the debt. I think we've got to put people back to work, or the economy is going to continue to spin down.
Up next, there seems to be one candidate that the news media is intentionally avoiding, and our focus needs to shift to Ron Paul up next.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free BIC product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
Mom, I need more pens, stat.
Or,
I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out.
Or our favorite,
I didn't know I needed a number 2 pencil for that test.
Get a free BIC product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Review. The Talk Media examining what's going on, and our attention is focusing on the presidential race. Megyn Kelly talked to Ron Paul about why he thinks he's being ignored by the big news media, even though he finished second, just a little behind Michelle Bachmann in Iowa.
Let me start with this, because it's starting to make some more and more headlines. Not your campaign and your candidacy, but the fact that the media is ignoring you. Are they?
Sure. Yeah, they are. And we need to ask them why. I mean, what are they afraid of? We're doing well. We're certainly in the top tier. We showed we did well in Iowa, and we have a good organization. We can raise money. But they don't want to discuss my views, because I think they're frightened by us challenging the status quo and the establishment when it comes to foreign policy, monetary policy, the entitlement system, because my views are quite different than the other candidates. So they would just as soon us not get the coverage that the others are getting, and they will concentrate on establishment-type politicians.
There seems to be a narrative emerging that you can't win, and therefore they're giving you back-of-the-hand treatment. There was an editorial in the Wall Street Journal that said he has no chance to win. This despite the fact that you were 152 votes within the top spot in the Iowa straw poll. In fact, out of almost 17,000 votes cast, you were, 150 or so away from number one. But the Wall Street Journal and others say you can't win. Why? Why do they believe that?
Well, they want to believe it, and they want to promote an idea. They don't want to promote information, because there have been a couple of polls where I either came in first or second when you match my name up against Obama, because my views really compete. And this would be a reason the Democrats don't want me to win either, because I can compete against Obama, because his base is very unhappy with his expansion of the war and his lack of interest in protecting civil liberties. And therefore, they don't want to hear from me either. But I have done quite well. I'm quite willing to match my name up against Obama any time of the day.
It's got to be somewhat frustrating for you. I mean, to come in second and be as close as you were to winning in Iowa, not to mention the polling that you've been doing, which is fairly good, to have this kind of treatment in the media. Does it disturb you?
Well, it disturbs me. I don't use the word frustrating, because I think I anticipate, I know how the system works, and I know what I'm trying to do, because it's not like I'm just trying to win and get elected, I'm trying to change the course of history. And our history in this country hasn't been good for the last 100 years, whether it's our drift into manage an empire, a destruction of our currency, the deficits that have been run up, the climax of the dollar reserve standard. This is big stuff, and nobody else is addressing this. So I'm, you know, in spite of all the shortcomings of the reporting on this, I write it off a bit because they don't have any idea about the significance of the monetary system and what's going on with the Federal Reserve. But the people, grassroots America, is starting to wake up. Millions of people are reading about the Federal Reserve and understanding how they bail out their friends, create trillions of dollars, give a third of all that money that they used in the bailout and give it to foreign banks. People are realizing this, even though the media, generally speaking, they don't understand it. They don't ask me the right questions. And if they do understand it, they don't want to get the secret out on how the system that we have protects the special interests, the big corporations, the corporatism that runs our society.
Here's radio man Rick Barber talking to analyst Carol Swain about the way the news media seems to be going out of its way to ignore, in fact, Ron Paul.
Bachman, on the straw poll, I thought this was, and by the way, the straw poll notoriously does not pick winners when it comes to the nominating process, as we know. But she got 28.6% of the vote on the straw poll. But number two was Ron Paul. Why is Ron Paul being just ignored like the 13th floor of a hotel?
I think that, you know, many Americans, and certainly the commentators, look at him and they say, no way he could get elected. And if he did, we might be in, you know, maybe not as serious trouble as we're in right now, but that he would not be the solution. I think that he has some good ideas, but he's also seen as kind of loony when it comes to some topics and issues.
What about Bachman?
Well, I mean, I think it's very, her situation is obviously very different, but I have said for 20 years that, first, that America will elect a black man long before it elected a woman of any race. And I don't think America is at the point it will elect a woman president. And even if it were, I'm not sure that she would appeal to the broader public. That certainly she appeals to conservatives and the core constituency of the Republican Party, but not necessarily would she have the kind of appeal that certainly the elites are looking for.
Well, she also, during the debt ceiling issue, wanted to default.
Well, I mean, there were a number of people that felt that the U.S. cannot continue the course it has been on, you know, for many decades of continually borrowing money and raising the debt ceiling.
Yeah, but nevertheless, default?
I know.
I mean, and this wants to be the president. I'm curious. You say that Ron Paul is loony. How would you call
him? I'm not calling him loony. I'm just mainly, primarily parroting what I hear.
Yeah, okay. So Ron Paul is regarded as being loony.
Yes.
Okay, up next on the countdown, we shift to Warren Buffett's comments about you, if you're rich, paying more to the federal government on the countdown. That's up next.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
With the price of gas skyrocketing, I'm glad the Sears Auto Center offered me advice on which types of motor oil can help reduce engine friction and improve my car's efficiency, which is something I could really use right now.
Head into Sears Auto Center for an oil change, brake inspection, and tire rotation for only $29.99. All that for only $29.99. Plus, save on all Bridgestone and Michelin tires through August 20th. And auto batteries are as low as $49.98 with exchange. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Let's turn our attention to Warren Buffett's controversial conversation with himself. It was a New York Times op-ed piece, actually. He told Washington to stop coddling the super rich. From CNN, Christine Romans talked to Garrett Gruner, a venture capitalist. He's founded many companies like Ask.com. He agrees with Buffett about the need to increase taxes on the super rich.
Tell me, I'm just curious, what's your tax rate and why do you want it higher?
Well, the marginal tax rate I pay is something less than 35%, probably well less actually than 35%, which is the current top rate, and which is much lower than it was in the Clinton administration and much, much lower than it was in the Kennedy and Eisenhower administration.
And the tax code favors people like you, and you say that that's simply not fair. We could raise some significant money by making very rich people pay a bigger share.
That's right. One of the extraordinary things that Warren Buffett didn't say in his op-ed yesterday, which I think is very important, is that the upper 1% got 23.5% of all the income in 2007. And the last time that happened was 1928. And I think that what happened next, the financial collapse in both cases, is a direct result of the fact that things have just gotten out of whack.
But doesn't the top 1% pay, more than 20% of all of the income taxes? I mean, that's one of the things that you hear from Republicans, you hear from conservatives, and frankly, other rich people who say, don't tax me more. I mean, it is the top that is extending so much money into the American treasury.
Well, that's true. That's what their argument is. And their argument goes on to say that economic growth is a function of the investment these people can make. And if you increase their taxes, that there will be less available for investment. And the problem is it just isn't true. As I say, back in the 50s, the marginal tax rate was 90%. In the 60s, it was 70%. And our growth rate was much higher than it is today. Indeed, during the Clinton era, it was the marginal tax rate was 39%. And our growth rate was significantly higher than the essentially zero growth we had during the 2000s. So, the basic thesis just turns out not to be correct. And I have to say that, what I do for a living is venture capital. I make investments in small technology companies, and I try to help them grow. And I have never once, and I literally mean this, not once, ever made an investment decision based upon the marginal tax rate. It just isn't an important element of the investment decision.
So let's talk about if we added a 50% tax rate on income over $1 million, this is basically what Buffett has proposed. It would bring in $340 billion over 10 years. $340 billion over 10 years, we're running a deficit that's more than $1.5 trillion a year right now. You just can't fix it by raising taxes on the top 1% alone. And I think that's what some people say. They say, look, you need a lot more than just that. Do you agree? I mean, you need taxes going up for everyone, or you need very big spending cuts?
Well, I think, there's going to be a number of elements to the solution. We have to increase revenues. We do have to reduce spending, certainly over the long haul. And ultimately, we've got to make this budget balance. You know, Vice President Cheney was wrong when he said deficits don't matter. They do matter. So getting really solving this deficit problem is essential. However, what we have done is over and over again reduce the taxes for those who are doing the best in this economy.
For you.
And it's a wrong choice economically. For me, exactly. It's a wrong choice economically, and frankly, I think that it's not particularly moral either.
Here's talk host Bob Del Giorno with Jill Schlesinger from CBS Money Watch about Warren Buffett asking Congress to raise the taxes on the super rich, defined as those who make over $1 million a year.
We want to talk a little bit about Mr. Buffett over the weekend. Billionaire. He's urging all U.S. lawmakers to raise taxes on the super rich.
Yeah. And he defines that. Interesting. You know, he really made a point of saying not this $250,000 level. He thinks that the wealthiest Americans are ones who make more than $1 million a year, and then we should probably have another tax bracket on top of that for those who make $10 million or more. And he's really suggesting that the tax code should basically stay the exact way it is for 99.7% of Americans, but that 0.3% who make more than $1 million a year, he says that he and his super rich pals should all pay more in taxes. And he wrote a lengthy op-ed in the New York Times yesterday, and I blogged about it on moneywatch.com. You can see a slew of comments that we got from lots of people about it. But it's very interesting because, you know, he's basically saying rich people are willing to pay more.
So if they did do that, I don't know if you crunch the numbers, what effect would that have on this $4 trillion in red ink over the next 10 years?
Well, here's the funny thing. I've got to love Warren Buffett. The guy is a number cruncher, right? This is what he does for a living. He reads through these reports. But he did neglect to leave out the one detail that would help us in that calculation, which is what he thinks the tax rate should be on those folks. So here's what I figured. I figured that what he's basically suggesting is kind of replacing allowing the Bush tax to expire for the wealthiest 2% of Americans, that's those making more than $250,000 a year, and maybe replacing that with a higher tax rate on folks making more. And basically, the CBO says that would raise about $1 trillion over the next 10 years. Now, I know that you're going to point this out, so I'll point it out also. A trillion is not a humongo number when you're talking about a $14 trillion debt, but you know, a trillion here, a trillion there, it starts to add up pretty soon, right?
From CBS News, Scott Pelley here with Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz, who doesn't think Warren Buffett has gone far enough. He wants all business leaders to stop donating to all politicians until they learn how to work together to solve the debt problem.
Billionaire investor Warren Buffett told Congress it must increase taxes on people earning more than $1 million. My friends and I have been coddled long enough by a billionaire-friendly Congress. It's time for our government to get serious about shared sacrifice. The chairman of Starbucks took his concerns a step further. He called for a boycott on campaign donations to incumbents in Washington until the president and the Congress find agreement on the deficit. In an email to CEOs, Howard Schultz wrote, "The government needs discipline, the people need jobs, and leaders need to lead. Our country is better than this." Schultz grew Starbucks into the world's largest coffee house with 11,000 stores and 135,000 employees in America alone. I asked him today how he came up with the idea of boycotting campaign contributions.
As a result of what we all witnessed with the debt ceiling crisis and the uncertainty in the markets, I just feel like watching what took place in Washington, the lens in which the leaders in Washington, D.C. were making decisions was not based on what was good for America, but in my view, it was based on their own partisan perspective, and that was, how does this affect my reelection? And when I started thinking about reelection, the lifeblood of the reelections of every one of our congressional leaders in Washington is about fundraising. And I want to cut that off until we see civility, until we have a long-term debt ceiling deal that we are proud of and restores confidence in America. And I just feel very strongly that this is a time when we no longer should accept the status quo and the mediocrity that we're getting. We are better than this. and our leaders in Washington need to go back to work.
Coming up, the phone hacking scandal in the UK takes an interesting turn. That's the focus when we next continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Shattered Rust Belt, come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me, no woman to be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to live?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so let's see here. A lot of yakking about the phone hacking. Yakking about hacking in England. From CNN, Jim Clancy talked to correspondent Dan Rivers in England about new information that's come to light about the way the Murdochs ran news of the world.
What it boils down to, I think, is that email purportedly sent by a royal correspondent of News of the World.
Yeah, I mean, that's one incredibly damaging document. Here it is, Jim. It's a letter written to News International's Human Resources Department from Clive Goodman, the disgraced royal editor. After he came out of jail, he was put in prison for phone hacking. After he came out, he wrote this letter essentially saying, I was promised my job back if I didn't implicate the newspaper. The exact quotes are, I was promised by Tom Crone, the chief lawyer for News International and the editor, I could come back to a job at the newspaper if I did not implicate the newspaper or any of its staff in my mitigation plea. I did not, and I expect the paper to honour its promise to me. That in itself is pretty damning. But he also says of phone hacking, the practice was widely discussed at the daily editorial conference until explicit references to it were banned by the editor. Now, the editor at the time was, of course, Andy Coulson, the number 10 communications director until fairly recently. What's even more damning, Jim, is that two copies of this letter were sent to the committee. One was sent by the lawyers for News International, the former lawyers, Harbottle and Lewis. Another was sent by News International itself. And in the copy that's sent by News International, they have actually, you can see here, redacted out any reference to the editorial conference or the editor, trying to protect, it seems, Andy Coulson's reputation in all this. He, of course, was forced to resign as editor of the News of the World, also then forced to stand down from his job at 10 Downing Street, and has since been arrested by the police as part of this ongoing investigation. There's a whole raft of other documents there. I won't bog you down with too much detail, but in short, it is pretty damning for News International. There is now a possibility that James Murdoch, at least, will be asked to come back and clarify his earlier statements to that committee.
All right. You know, sometimes it's easy for us as we cover the ins and outs of these kinds of investigations to forget what it's all about. What were these guys really doing? As journalists, they were getting the inside scoop, not by going out and talking to sources, but by hacking phones.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, this boils down to certain tabloid newspapers, primarily the News of the World, but others have been implicated, running their operation a bit like a spying agency, eavesdropping into the answer phone messages, the cell phone messages of celebrities, of politicians, of pretty much anyone they wanted, right down to up to the victims of families of the victims of murder, the murdered schoolgirl Millie Dowler. That one single revelation that they had allegedly hacked into a murdered schoolgirl's voicemail was the thing that really caused this story to explode.
MSNBC's Richard Liu talked to UK correspondent Jay Gray about the incriminating letter that will probably send Rupert Murdoch back before Parliament to answer some pretty tough questions.
Media mogul Rupert Murdoch may be called back to testify before Parliament in light of new bombshell allegations in the phone hacking scandal. In reports published earlier today, Clive Goodman, the former royal correspondent for News of the World, claims phone hacking was talked about freely in editorial meetings and even supported by other senior journalists. He made the allegation in a letter written to Human Resources 4 years ago after he'd been fired for hacking voicemails of three royal family members. How come we have not heard about this development, this letter, before?
It's just coming out with evidence in this case and now just being released. Look, the new allegations center on that letter you talked about, apparently written 4 years ago by embattled News of the World royal editor Clive Goodman. Goodman spent 4 months in jail, you might remember, for his part in the scandal sparked by a story he wrote about Prince William's knee injury that had not been reported publicly. At the time, he was characterized as a lone rogue reporter by the tabloid, but in his letter, published for the first time today, Goodman indicates that phone hacking was widely discussed during editorial meetings, carried out with the full knowledge and support of superiors, and that the practice was widespread among reporters there. There are also new questions about whether Goodman was paid to keep quiet about the hacking. Initially, News International indicated it had paid him no more than £60,000, around $98,000, when he was fired. But new paperwork shows that Goodman received a full year's salary, another £140,000 in compensation, and at least £13 to cover his legal fees, in all a total payout of almost $400,000. Now, just as troubling as the newly released letter is testimony from senior managers that seems to contradict statements from Rupert and James Murdoch last month. Even the Murdoch's lawyer has called some of the evidence they presented to Parliament, quote, hard to credit, self-serving, inaccurate, and misleading. Labour Party MP Tom Watson, who has been a key figure in the ongoing investigation, calls the new details, quote, devastating and the most significant piece of evidence released so far.
Find out more about all these items, three big stories, and lots of space devoted to them in the countdown section at the DougStephan.com website.